Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. Did you watch any of the Olympics? A lot of people didn't. Ratings for it hit an all-time low. Why was that? Because people are accustomed to a certain experience when they turn on the Olympics. And when you do something different from what we have a rhythm for, the subconscious mind does not like it. And so there were a lot of political issues that were brought up, and it's easier for the subconscious mind just to turn things off if it constantly has to process what comes to it. So that leads me to the long distance runners, because I watched the Olympics, athletes, and the mindset that you have to be able to push past the pain into progress and then follow up with implementation actions that are going to impact the quality of your life. I love it. And what's interesting when you watch marathon runners, they do better when they repeat the track. When they do a circuit and then they come back around, and now they're going to do the same circuit. Why is that? Well, it's just what I said earlier. The subconscious mind becomes comfortable with what's coming up. So that way, it doesn't have to keep processing. The subconscious mind wants to conserve as much energy as possible. It's what's known as heuristics. It's mental shortcuts. When you learn to open a door, twist a doorknob when you're about two or three, and escape the room you were in. Well, maybe it was a round doorknob, and then you came up against the next doorknob, and it wasn't round, it was a curlicue. And your subconscious mind didn't want to have to learn how to open a door all over again. It just says, okay, about this far off the ground, I jiggle it, and I either push or pull, and ooh, freedom. And then it applies that to all doors. It seeks what it already knows, which is the reason why you can't get rid of your self-sabotaging habits by saying, well, I need to get rid of that. It's not serving me. Yes, it is. We have to keep it. We just need to upgrade it. We need to tweak it. So if you happen to be soothing yourself with food, we don't want to get rid of that. Because the subconscious mind literally will not let us. It is going to fight us every step of the way. Ah, for some of you, you're already getting some insight. Ding, 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 ding. So instead we go, what are you really hungry for? You've been using food to soothe yourself, but there's something else that you're really wanting. Maybe it's reaching out and engaging with another person. Or maybe there's a project where you need to find a way to make it work even better for you. Something, a hobby that has you stuck. Or maybe something in your career. And both of those are going to require you reaching out to someone who knows more than what you do. Because if you could have solved it on your own, you would have already done so by now. Okay. So this is the reason why if somebody comes to me wanting to utilize hypnosis to become a healthy non-smoker, I already know they started using those cigarettes for a reason. And the adult part of them goes, well, it soothes me. No, that's what you learned. But in the beginning, when you first started the habit, it was either because you wanted to be part of the crowd, part of the group, part of the cool kids, or You wanted to be the first one to do it. You wanted to be the leader. Those reasons are still there. That's what we have to capitalize on. So you just cannot get rid of what your mind's become comfortable with, because that rhythm that you've been using to sabotage yourself is the same rhythm we can use for your success. You want to know how we're going to do that? Reach out to me for a no-charge consultation. Go to canhypnosishelpyou.com. You're going to see my number there. You're also going to see a button will pop up where if you don't want to play phone tag or text tag, you can go ahead and set a time with me. Canhypnosishelpyou.com. Yes, it can. You've already got the rhythm established. You're just using it to head in the wrong direction. Now we need to turn you around and allow it to pull you into your destiny of success.
What I've been sharing with you is part of your time to thrive. See, we can get stuck in a healing process, but what's beyond the healing? Well, there's growth, and then there's goals, and then there's vision. And your time to thrive is a very special membership where you access a course or a live event with me every single month that is going to teach you this process. So that way you're not dependent upon someone else for your progress. Instead, you're empowered to be able to make upgrades on your own. And then whenever you hit a block that just seems to be too much for you to get over, that's when you bring in someone for assistance. So this membership is only open for the next few days. Go to dawnlandrum.com and you'll see all the details when you click on the tab that says Time to Thrive.